almost 12 years on since the US-led invasion of Afghanistan, Britain's top military man here, Nick Carter, believes that the problem of Afghanistan is largely political. And the West could have solved this if they had talked with the Taliban a decade ago. British Prime Minister David Cameron, however, thinks otherwise. He says they need to move forward with both military and political approaches.
We now believe, alongside our security approach, which is about training up the Afghan army and police force, we believe, yes, there should be a political process as well. But a political process that will only succeed if those involved, in terms of the Taliban, put down their arms and stop fighting.
Cameron made the comment during his meeting with Afghan President Hamid Karzai in Kabul. Peace talks were also a key topic at their discussions. During this visit, the British Prime Minister tried to lobby not only for the US, but also for his country. He urged President Karzai to resume negotiations with Americans about a security deal between Kabul and Washington. Cameron also demanded a big role for his own government in the ongoing talks with the Taliban militants. This is what the politicians here believe. But President Karzai insists on the need for an Afghan-led peace process. He blames some foreign countries for trying to change the political system of his country.
Any system that is imposed on us, or effort is made to be imposed on us from abroad, federalism or any other structure, the Afghan people will reject.
The peace process is now entirely in the hands of Americans. And James Dobbins, the U.S. Special Envoy for Afghanistan and Pakistan, is the key U.S. player at these talks. He's engaged in talks with key aides of Taliban leader Mullah Omar, including Tayyip Aga. Aga is leading the Taliban delegation in Qatar. According to intelligence reports, Tayyip Aga and his friends have got into Qatar with the help of Pakistan, where the government is reportedly helping both the Taliban and Americans to get closer to each other. And here, many do know what they really want to achieve through these behind-the-door meetings. A Taliban-led government here in Kabul, they say. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.